The departure of the last U.S. helicopters from an embassy roof in Saigon on April 30, 1975, remains a potent and contested symbol for Americans today, according to historian Thomas Schwartz. But 30 years ago, many Americans had already moved on from Vietnam with their lives.
And while the fall of Saigon was seen as sad, most Americans tended to blame the Saigon government, blame its corruption and inefficiencies. They had already written off Vietnam in their minds. I think, if anything, the reaction was surprisingly cold-blooded. Some Americans even didn't want Vietnamese refugees to come into the United States because of our unemployment problems at the time.
There have been many useful lessons learned from the war in Southeast Asia, says Schwartz. For example, some of the policies we have implemented in Iraq were put into effect too late in Vietnam.
For example, trying to turn over the main responsibility to the Vietnamese forces only came a few years after Americans had been the main combat forces. We've tried more quickly to turn authority back to the Iraqis to try to encourage them also to engage in a political solution.
Nevertheless, Schwartz says there are still tough challenges in Iraq that bear some resemblance to what happened in Vietnam.
So there are lessons about trying to persevere in this process and show progress in ways that we did not in Vietnam, and which the American public then lost faith in the process.
I'm Anne-Marie Deer Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.